now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to the second half of our program. Hope you're having a nice weekend. You know, Korea is in the news with the North Koreans threatening to launch a nuclear weapon either at the south or even over to Guam. It's within striking distance, supposedly, of their rocket capabilities. And so we've got this threat that apparently we get every few years. You can go back to 1994 when there was a lot of tension and North Korea was trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and the U.S. said, okay, then we're going to start giving you light water reactors, and we're going to start giving you oil. Then in 2006, they started rattling the sabers again, and we promised significant concessions in our negotiations. Is that what's happening now, or is this a more serious threat? I don't know, and I don't know whether the tension really makes sense or not. We're going to talk about it here in this portion of the program. Joining me right now is Ivan Elin. He's a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's calling me from Hawaii. Got in up early, but I want to get his views on all this. Ivan, thanks for joining us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thanks for having me on.
Give us your view on this now. You have studied Korea. You've looked at all this. It looks like the South Koreans are being a little more calm about the scenario than at least the political pundits and writers are in the U.S., where they view this as a really major crisis. Give us your view. How serious a threat is this from the North Koreans? I mean, anytime any country says it's going to attack someone with nuclear weapons, you got to take that seriously, I understand. But how do you view what's happening right now? Is this a bluff, or is this something that we really need to be prepared for?
Well, it seems scary rhetoric. I think the threat is much lower than people would infer from watching TV. The media tends to amplify these sorts of things. Yes, he has said he was going to nuke us. But, of course, Chairman Mao said that during the 60s, and there was the question, well, should we go in and take out these nuclear weapons? And, of course, they decided that, well, that was kind of dangerous. And, of course, they're making the same decision now. The key thing is he has to go through several steps. The North Koreans have always had kind of a wily coyote nuclear and missile system. Now, they're making advances, and according to the latest thing, which was just released by the Defense Intelligence Agency, which does tend to, has a historical tendency to exaggerate threats, but they say that he can now shrink a nuclear warhead so that it can fit on a missile. Now, that would be a major accomplishment, but he still doesn't have a missile that will hit the United States. He probably can't even get it to Guam. But so it's the range and also the reliability. His missiles aren't very reliable, and that's what I mean about the Wile E. Coyote. It's kind of a strapped-together operation. But it is a threat, but as you see, and this has occurred before since World War II. In fact, it's occurred many times that the country in the region is less nervous about things that are going on than the United States. And we have this foreign policy, which we have to be all places and defend all things. And I think we really need to look at the long term here. This, I think, will pass, just like the other crises. My recommendation is treat North Korea like a misbehaving child and just ignore it. In the past, we've given it exactly what it wants. It wants publicity, and it wants us to pay it off through aid and trade concessions or whatever on the sanctions that we have against it, et cetera, so that it will stop misbehaving. Well, if you keep doing that, of course, what incentive does a child have to do? He'll misbehave even more, so he gets more treats, right? So what you want
to
do, I think, is we don't have to go to war with North Korea. I think the sending B-2s and F-22s also sends the wrong signal, because it's that tells the child, well, you're important enough for me to, you know, marshal up all my resources to stop you from crying or whatever. What we really need to do is what a parent will do, if you can, and I know it's hard, is that you ignore the misbehaving child. And this tells the child, well, you're not going to get anything for your misbehavior, and eventually the child will stop crying because he's not getting any attention that he wants. And I think that's what we need to do in the short term. In the long term, we have to ask ourselves, back in 1950 when we defended South Korea and North Korea were virtually the same in GDP, but now the South, of course, has had this economic miracle, and the North remains destitute under a communist system. So the South has 30 to 40 times the economic power of the North. Should we really be defending this country? The only reason North Korea focuses on us is because we're providing a nuclear umbrella for the South Koreans because they don't have nuclear weapons. So really, and the U.S. government will never tell you this, but what we're doing is holding our own cities hostage to defend South Korea. Now, South Korea is a very nice country, but they're very capable of defending themselves. And people say, well, what, well, they would get nuclear weapons if we pulled our shield, or the Europeans would get nuclear weapons if we pulled our shield. Well, these are very responsible countries, and it may not be a good idea to have proliferation, but it's even less of a good idea for our cities to be incinerated in any sort of war. Now, this North Korea does have one card, and that's China, and China has 20 nuclear weapons that can hit the United States, and that's their major ally. Now, I think China is fairly aggravated with North Korea because it's been trying to get the North Koreans to tamp down their rhetoric, but we could end up in a nuclear war with China. It's a remote possibility, but do we really want to get our cities incinerated in an attempt to defend a country that...
What would be any possible advantage for China that is making whose economy is coming alive because of its trade relationship with the United States and the money they're loaning the United States? What would be, in your wildest imagination, any pluses for China to cooperate with North Korea by supplying them a nuclear weapon or by launching one themselves? I mean, unless you just got someone really crazy, but China's got a pretty good check and balance within its leadership, so why is that even on the table to be discussed?
Well, I think you make a good point. When we were, during the Cold War, when we were opposing the Soviet Union, one of the problems was the Soviets never made anything that anybody wanted to trade. So we had no trade or economic relationship. And as you point out, we have a much deeper economic relationship with China. And that's a good thing. I think that's very good. And you're right. It this scenario of a nuclear war with China is at this point remote. But remember, World War One, all the countries were trading each other. That was our first real free trade system in world history, and nobody really wanted to go to war, but everybody got dragged into war. And how do they get dragged in? By outmoded alliances. Well, this South Korean alliance that we have, and the one with Japan, they're left over from the Cold War, and they're sort of, we should sort of move beyond this. Instead, we're going the other way. We just signed, because of North Korea belligerence or rhetoric, we have signed an agreement with South Korea that will help them even if there's a stray artillery shell or a few artillery shells that go across the border.
That was my next question. What would happen? Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that the North Koreans launched a nuclear weapon or some serious weapons at South Korea. You're right, we ought to be more independent, but just what would we do? And I'm going to stop you right there. I know you've been up, got you up early this morning, but I got to take a little pause. Give me about 2 minutes, come right back with you. I want you to answer that question when we come back.
Okay.
Talking to Ivan Elin. He's out in Hawaii. I got him up this morning to talk to us. He is senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. Hey, you freshen up your coffee. We'll come back and talk some more with Ivan. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about any reasonable threat of North Korea launching a nuclear missile or some attack on South Korea. That's all in the news right now. They're talking about it in the talk shows this weekend. Is that really a viable threat, and what do we do about it? Ivan Elin is joining me. He is the senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. Caught him out in Hawaii to join us on the show. Ivan, we were talking about, I asked you that question there before we took our break about, in spite of the fact that I think most most Americans feel we ought to withdraw more from South Korea, not have all those American troops there. Let's assume that the worst happens, that North Korea, and we've got the birthday of the founder of North Korea coming up here in a couple of days, to make a point, this grandson, Kim Jong-un, goes ahead and launches an attack on South Korea. What would be the American response, do you think?
Well, I think North Korea would cease to exist as a country, and I think China, unlike the first time, probably would be less inclined to help North Korea out, since it's fairly aggravated at the current time. Now, China doesn't want... The reason that China helps North Korea is not so much because it likes North Korea, because China... And this, we were talking about the U.S.-China trade relationship helping out and making war less likely, but certainly not impossible. But there's also a trading relationship, a heavy trading relationship between China and South Korea. So the main reason that China helps North Korea and puts up with it is because it's afraid of the regime collapsing. Two things would happen. The United States would reunify Korea and have a post right on its border. So they don't want China, the United States right on its border. And the second thing is they don't want all the refugees that would flow, because most of them are starving already, so they would take up a lot of resources in China and be a humanitarian crisis. So, I mean, you know, what would happen if North Korea invaded South Korea? Well, the North Koreans have a huge army, but it's not really worth very much, and the United States would use air power and South Korea and U.S. ground troops, and would basically destroy North Korea. I mean, we destroyed North Korea in the first Korean War. We carpet bombed it. We bombed its dams so that the fields would flood and the people would starve. So we've been very ruthless in the past in the Korean War, and so the Koreans know that the United States would be ruthless. We wouldn't really even have to use nuclear weapons to destroy the country. Our conventional weapons are so vastly superior to North Korea. But we have to remember that no matter what the rhetoric of Iran or North Korea or any of these places are, the primary purpose of the regime is to stay in power, and they use this rhetoric to get what they want, but that they're smart like foxes, and we keep falling for it because we get nervous and that sort of thing. And we've really got to stop rewarding the bad behavior by giving aid, at least that, taking that limited step. And I think Obama has finally figured out, after a long line of just not working, that he's going to try that. We'll see if he can stick to it or not. I don't know, but that's the thing to do, and even better, I think, would be to ignore it and, in the long run, disengage from South Korea. Jimmy Carter wanted to do that in the late 70s, and Congress blocked it, and Donald Rumsfeld, who was in the Republican administration, he thought we should have long pulled out of Korea so that South Korea could defend itself, but he never really said so publicly, there are many people in the security community who think that this alliance is outdated and South Korea can just do fine, probably even with conventional weapons. They may not have to get nuclear weapons because they already have superior quality of weapons, but they do need to build up their forces. We don't have to pull the rug out from under them right away. We can say in 5 years, look, we're going to be pulling out of here and we're not going to be defending you anymore. So in 5 years, you have to be ready to go. And the South Koreans could do that.
I agree with you. Let me ask you this final question. Economic sanctions, have we imposed about every economic sanction that you could possibly do? I mean, pretty heavy when you shut down the, you know, international banking system, you cut off the supply of oil. North Korea doesn't produce a lot of oil. Have we done everything we can in terms of really squeezing this country economically?
Yes, I think we have. And, you know, they're a communist country, so their people are already used to deprivation. So it really doesn't do any good. And I think it actually corners a paranoid country. It's fine if we want to put what I call instrumental sanctions, limited sanctions on nuclear and missile technology or chemical weapons or whatever you want to do to keep them from getting either the parts or the entire systems that we don't want them to have. That's fine. But when we go wider and try to strangle them, we're merely hurting the people, and also we really need to get new ideas in there. You know, Castro would have been long out of power if the United States, if he hadn't had the United States used as a bogeyman to blame all his economic problems on the United States, you know, hostility to the United States. I mean, his own communist economic system is a, you know, is a travesty, and the North Koreans have the same system. So they're able to use these dictators are able to use foreign pressure, both economic and military, to their own advantage. They wouldn't be able to survive without it because the regimes are intrinsically weak. But yet, look, Castro's been there for decades because the U.S. hates him, and North Korea is doing the same thing. So I think we need to stop doing this. Fine, if we want to put on limited sanctions to on key items for nuclear and missile technology or defense stuff. But let's keep the, you know, if we destroy the regime's only way to get hard currency, then it's going to be even more likely to sell nuclear and missile technology abroad, because that's all it's got to sell. So you're just backing a paranoid regime into a corner. And I think, you know, we want to get all the new ideas and people in there we can. And that's why I was not critical of Dennis Rodman's trip there. I think if we demonize these leaders and we say, well, we can't even talk to these people, then we're in pretty bad shape. I mean, Nixon went to China. It's okay when the government goes and talks to these people, but the government likes to keep a monopoly on you know, people interacting with these countries.
Right, right.
But Mao was the greatest murderer of all time, even exceeding Stalin and Hitler, and yet Nixon gets points for having gone there, and I support him. I think it was a good idea to make better relationship with China, but we can't blame people who want to talk to the North Koreans and that sort of thing.
Right. Hey, gotta go, Ivan. Thanks for giving us that update, putting it all in perspective. Ilan Elin is the director of the Center for Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Hey, enjoy Hawaii out there. Hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Thanks, Jim. No problem.
Take care. Okay, interesting perspective in what we do with the North. Economic sanctions gone about as far as they can. Just where do we go from here? I guess most everybody seems to think, well, we'll call their bluff. Let's call their bluff and just do nothing. But boy, if they would attack with a nuclear weapon, all hellfire would break out. So it's a tough balancing act right now. But we're going to see North Korea, they're the birthday of the senior grandfather that founded the country comes up in a couple of days. If that day passes, we'll probably be a little bit more on the loose end of not having anything happen. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to come back and talk about the most violent place in probably all the world right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice
Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
If I asked you, where is the most violent place in the entire world? How would you answer? What do you think? Rwanda or Somalia, one of those African countries, obviously in some mountain regions of the Middle East, Afghanistan, areas like that are extremely dangerous and violence and murder take place. You can find some locations in South America, Mexico with the drug cartels murdering people right and left. That has to be right there at the top, is it? Would you believe that the most violent city in all of America is also vying for being number one in all of the world? What's that city? It's way down yonder in New Orleans. And I'm not a parochial show. I'm not a Louisiana show. We often broadcast out of New Orleans. But I think there are things that happen there that give us lessons learned from California to New York, from Georgia, where we have many listeners, in Florida, all the way out to the western states, where we have many listeners in Utah, Wyoming, and other stations out there, other states out there, to learn lessons from this. And it's just puzzling that a city that is so special, and of course it's special. There's something very special about New Orleans. If you break it down and look at all that's going on down there, you've got the private sector just booming. If you haven't been down there in a while, I've got a son that lives down there. And the jazz has never been better. The food's never been better. New restaurants opening up every week that rival any food quality, any restaurant in America. The proliferation of artists, the writers, the creative young people moving in with this technology, the Silicon Valley technology they bring in. They're coming in record numbers. Good jobs down there for bright people. But unfortunately, the criminal legal system is completely out of whack. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Nicolas Cage. I'm a big Nicolas Cage fan. He had a movie about New Orleans called Bad Lieutenant, Port of New Orleans. Now, Cage is a crooked cop, And at one point, he tells his partner they're going to kill some drug dealer. And he says, shoot him again. Why? He's dead, says the other cop. And Cage looks at him and says, his soul is still dancing. His soul is still dancing. And I would share with you one of the huge, massive problems of all the killings in New Orleans is that they have a justice system that's bleeding the city to death, killing its soul, if you will. I wrote a column on that on this week. You might want to take a look at it at our website, jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Now, as I said earlier, New Orleans would be a tough place to protect, even if there was a level of competence that one would expect from any municipality across the country. New Orleans has a dubious distinction, as I told you, of having 73 murders per 100,000. For every 100,000 people, 73 people get killed. That's 10 times higher than the national average. 10 times higher. To give you comparisons, in other cities where we have listeners, New York's rate is 3 per 100,000. New York City, all the crime in New York City, right? 3 per 100,000. In Houston, it's 12.9 per 100,000. Los Angeles, 9. Atlanta, a little higher, 17. All you listeners over there in Georgia that listen to us, 17 murders per 100,000. In New Orleans, 73 murders, which ranks at the top. There's one other country, Uruguay, that's close. But New Orleans right now is vying for the murder capital of all of America. The notorious Danziger Bridge scandals came out where after Katrina, police officers were shooting unarmed citizens, and they've still yet to come to trial in many of those cases down there. And then you want to see something blaring. If you've not gone on YouTube, go on YouTube or go to my website and watch the videos taken by prisoners in the jail. Now, what you got down there, you've got prisoners literally running wild. The it's just a cesspool in the prisons in New Orleans of inmate violence, rape, suicide, unsanitary conditions, just massive corruption. Assaults by prisoners take place several times a day. There's a stabbing every 11 days, a suicide every 2 months. I can go on and on and on with you. So they had a video that was released in federal court because there's a citizens group trying to shut the jail down and put someone else in charge. So a video in the prison now is showing inmates drinking beer, using drugs, shooting up heroin right there in the video in prison. All these drugs are easily obtainable in the prison. They're laying down money on dice games. They're brandishing a loaded pistol. That's right, loaded pistols. I mean, this is a Kafka nightmare that you would think would happen in the worst of the third world countries, right? They're in jail. They've even got prisoners who slip out of jail. They sneak out of jail. And they're frolicking on Bourbon Street. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It is absolutely incompetent, crazy, malfeasance. The folks involved all should be charged with crimes. But so far, not much has happened. There's some outrage about it. The federal judge, though, at this point, ruled this week, well, we really don't want to take the jail away from the sheriff down there. We want to give a little time and see if they can work it all out. And so then you think, well, if all else fails, the prosecutors are going to step in, right? You've got federal prosecutors going to clean this mess up. They're about as dysfunctional as the jail system and everything else. Here's what local New Orleans paper said about the prosecutors down there. It said, in the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans, things are spinning out of control like a Shakespearean tragedy, pulling more and more people into a spiral of doom. This is the federal prosecutors, a spiral of doom. I mean, the U.S. attorney and a number of their prosecutors resigned in disgrace. Federal judges ordered a full investigation and accused some of the federal prosecutors of lying in court. Here again is another paper in New Orleans. The spiral of doom has still not ended, and the wreckage and devastation left in legal cyclone of this legal cyclone is mind-boggling. Something's very rotten in the Department of Justice. Bill O'Reilly on his show, if you watch Bill O'Reilly on Fox News, here's what he said. He referred to New Orleans as the big sleazy. Here's a O'Reilly quote. It is a corrupt city and always has been. Why can't it improve? Why doesn't it get matter? Why doesn't it get better? Well, that's a good question, Bill. And by the way, the city fathers just went nuts when O'Reilly said this and wrote nasty letters to him and said, this is not right, it's not fair. Well, it's not fair to the private sector. If you come to the private sector and take all those great joys, you get out of New Orleans. I mean, Mardi Gras is such a special event worldwide. Nothing like eating a king cake over Mardi Gras. The jazz. I mentioned the restaurants, the parades, the festivals. Voodoo, crawfish, the New Orleans Saints, cemeteries above ground. It's Hollywood South where they're making all kinds of motion pictures. And yet, you've got this dysfunctional system of those who we put in charge of seeing that the system works. Who's regulating the prosecutors? Who's regulating those who run the jails? I mean, it's just a terrible, terrible situation. So in answer to Bill Riley, I think you first have to recognize that the problem exists. I don't think, as many say, the city is in denial. I don't think that. It's more a despair that there's little hope for change down there. You know, I broadcast there for a number of years, up till just a few years ago, and I'm in New Orleans several times a week. I'm going down today to have lunch with my son and other relatives down there. I love New Orleans. The uniqueness of the American government is that it has a system of checks and balances. You don't find that in many other countries. The criminal justice system, when working properly, keeps the pulse of equity throughout the whole governmental process. It works pretty well. That is until there's a meltdown of those who are supposed to defend and protect. New Orleans is in meltdown, and many of those charged with enforcing the law have been malfeasants and lawbreakers themselves. It's time for the city that care forgot to start caring. It's time for some house cleaning down the Crescent City. It's time for some major changing of the guard. And I hope there's the will. There's a way if there's a will. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. I'll come back on our final segment. Freshen up your coffee. We'll talk some more on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty? This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're going to answer a little email. I get a lot of emails from our listeners. Glad to have you contact me. My email address, jb@jimbrownusa.com. That's jb@jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website. You'll find out contact information. My website is strictly jimbrownusa.com. Can't be any simpler. So take a look at our columns and things we're talking about in the show. I heard from Linda, who lives in Banning, California. They listen to us out there at KMET. That's 1490 AM. She wondered what I thought about the move in the legislature. There's a major push in the legislature to require that all kids who graduate from high school take a course in personal finance. And I think it's a great idea. We've talked about this on the show before. You see, we teach these kids calculus and other subjects they may use but probably will not use. But we don't teach them about dealing with financial life. How do you balance your checkbook? How do you fill out a basic 1040 IRS form? How do you deal in the financial world to maintain what you have and what you do? If you did this, and it goes right to the student loan debt where so many kids get themselves in deep debt, they borrow and borrow and don't realize it's going to take them so very long to pay off the financial obligations they've taken on. So I think every high school kid in America should have a personal financial class dealing with how they manage their, how to deal in life. How to deal in life? Ought to be maybe enlarge it to be a life-involved class to where you deal with the intricacies of getting on in the world, particularly if you don't go to college. So California, I don't agree with all the things you're doing out there, but that is a pretty good beginning. Associated Press sparked an email up in Memphis, Tennessee. I heard, let's see, up in Memphis, they listened to us at WMQM 1600 and also 1300 AM, WLRM. We got two stations up there listening to our show. Want to know what I thought about the Associated Press. The Associated Press has put out a new manual where they're no longer going to refer to illegal immigrants. They're going to say, well, that's not really fair. Let's call them in the country illegally or without legal permission. Without legal permission. Well, look, these folks, immigrants mean you're immigrating into this country. We got people that want to immigrate into this country. If they're not doing so legally, which is what a big group in Washington is calling for, let's legalize those who are in the country illegally. So if you're an immigrant, you're immigrating into this country. If you're here illegally, then you're an illegal immigrant, right? I mean, that, it seems pretty simple. I don't know why the Associated Press wants to be socially or politically correct. I mean, if you occupy an apartment without a lease, and you don't have one, you're just there. Well, you're an illegal tenant, right? So that's the term you should use. It's illogical for people who in one breath urge the legalization of immigrants, but deny the next to those same immigrants who want to be legal. You can't have it both ways. You follow me? The Associated Press is nitpicking on that. An illegal immigrant is exactly what the term says. Somebody that wants to immigrate into this country. We've got a Department of Immigration. That's all part of the official genre of how we deal with those wanting to come to this country. And if you come in illegally, then you're an illegal immigrant. How can it make it any more clear than that? But all that's just kind of putting a bad connotation on those who are in this country illegally. Well, it should have a bad connotation. They broke the law. They're here illegally. They broke the law. They're illegal immigrants is what they are. So let's don't pussyfoot around this whole debate. Let's call it what it is. They're illegal immigrants, and if you're here illegally, you've broken the law, and that's how it should be portrayed. I don't know what Congress is going to do in this debate. The gang of 12, six Republicans, six Democrats, are trying to find some status for legalization. You break the law, you break the law. You're an illegal immigrant. Enough said. Finally, there's an interesting, I got some questions about this issue. Coming out of Georgia, there's a school over in Georgia, small school over in Georgia, out of Atlanta, Spelman College. And I heard from several people in Georgia about this particular issue. Valdosta, Georgia, WTHV, listeners out there on 810 AM, and also WHBS in Moultrie, Georgia, 1400 AM. Wondering what I thought about, in Atlanta, what's happening. Spelman College, which is a small, primarily all-women's college, has done away with college athletics. They only have a $100 million budget. And they're spending well over $1 million a year on their athletic program, the tennis and the lacrosse and the track and all the girls do. The problem is when you add all those scholarships and all the cost up, it comes to, you're affecting 80 students out of 2,000. And I've always had a problem with this. Now, you're talking to a guy that lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where Louisiana State University is king. It's the emperor. They can do no wrong. And they've got some pretty good justification in the sports world to pat themselves on the back. They've got a program that is financially solvent. LSU packs its Tiger Stadium six or seven times a year with over 90,000 people. The ticket prices are just outrageous. They charge you an arm and a leg. They have priced a ticket out of the cost out for an average worker. Guy's working at the plant or working for himself. He can't afford the price. It costs you several thousand dollars just to get the right to buy the tickets if you got a couple of tickets. So the price is a gouge, but that's the free market. There's a buyer and a seller in a situation like that. LSU is able to generate enough money to pay not only for the football program, but for all the other programs there. And again, you can see why. They're friendly in contention for the national championship. But they're one of about 15 programs in America that even break even. Alabama does. UCLA does. Penn State does. Florida does. Then you get down to that second tier, and hundreds of colleges don't break even. The student subsidies and taxpayers have to subsidize what's there. Now, if that's what your legislature wants to do and that's your choice, look, I'm for states' rights. I don't agree with it. I think if you can't pay your freight, the taxpayers should not pick up the bill. And you say, well, but we generate enough ticket sales at the box office to pay that. No, often you don't. You say you don't pay for all of the physical plants and you don't, the football programs don't pay, even the big schools, the infrastructure that goes on, the roads going to the stadium and putting all that together, that's paid for by taxpayers. But still, if you generate enough money to pay the bills, okay, if that's what you want to do, do it. But if you're a small school, I applaud what this small school in Georgia is doing. I think Georgia's on the right track. What they're saying is, look, instead of helping 80 kids, let's help the whole 2,000, many of who are obese, many who don't have the facilities to work out. Let's give them gym facilities. Let's have intramural programs. Let them play soccer and do all these things on an intramural basis. You see, do it on an intramural basis. You don't have to pay all these coaches' salaries. Let's organize some stuff in PE and along that line. Let more of these kids get healthy. You've got, at many of our universities, first-rate collegiate programs, but when one comes down to paying the freight and having kids graduate who are healthy, they're obese when they graduate from college. We should have an emphasis program on diet and on exercise. And so it's a choice of each individual school. I understand that. I understand that choice. But I think in a case like that, that if school wants to make that choice, I applaud them for it. I'd much rather help 2,000 kids than 80 kids. Much rather do that. You have these scholarships. By the way, a lot of these big-time programs bring in kids from all over the world. And you and I are subsidizing them bringing in tennis players from South America and football players from Australia so they can, you know, they're good kickers, they can kick better. You and I are often paying for that kind of thing. And I don't think the taxpayers should have to subsidize that kind of thing going on. So anyway, just answering those emails. You can check out my website again at jimbrownusa.com. And if you want to email me, simply jb at jimbrownusa.com. I write a column each week, and you can access that column on the website. You can look it over and have some fun, put up some interesting videos. And many of the things we talked about today are reflected on the website. The fact that we talked about the whole issue of violence and gun control and the mass murders we've seen in this country, wrote a column this week on that very issue you can find on the website. Also, I mentioned several times on the show today my daughter Campbell that wrote about gun violence and the fact that the president is giving a number of the Hollywood folks, the producers in Hollywood, the creators of these video games, motion pictures, HBO, giving them a free ride, a free break. That article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal last week is getting a lot of attention, and she was also interviewed on MSNBC's Morning Joe. That interview and that article is on the website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, glad you're listening this week. I hope you have a great week in the days to come, and I'll be here right next same time next week right here on the Common Sense Show. Hope you'll be listening. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.